We get to catch up every week with our guy, our Valkyries super fan correspondent, just also happens to play for the Warriors. That's none other than Brandon Pajemski, who's on the River Islands guest line. He's also on YouTube. Pods, what's good, man? How you doing?
I'm well, guys. How we doing?
Well, we're wearing Valkyrie jerseys right now. I don't know if you can see us yet, Pods. We're in Valks jerseys right now as we speak.
Yeah, I can see both of you.
Yeah, we're fired up, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, we look like you at a game right now.
Yeah, I mean, you got to collect them all just like me.
I know. This is our first.
That's it.
And we're just starting the process. And a good time for it, man. Like, that was a big win in their last game as they try to hang in this playoff chase. And then two home games this weekend. Are you going to be here for this weekend?
I will not be. I'm finishing up here in Orlando before I go back to Milwaukee, actually, for a couple of days to see my family one more time before I'm on Cali for good.
Love it. Can't wait to have you out here, because when you get here, it means that the season is coming up. And you mentioned that we need to get all the jerseys, but right now that means we only need to get 8 jerseys because the Valks are only rocking with 8 players. What do you make of the effort that they've put out winning games with only 3 coming off the bench?
I think it's terrific. Obviously, the starters are playing heavy minutes. Everybody's putting their best foot forward and trying to do whatever it takes for wins, stepping up, doing things, you know, a lot of people didn't expect from each individual. But collectively, we're just putting together good efforts. Obviously, we lost 3 in a row, so that game in Dallas was really critical that we got, and we did. And so we got 2 opportunities right behind us in Washington, and then the Fever, I think, right there with us too. So 2 good opportunities this weekend.
Pods, we talked about Veronica Burton last week, and she's just doing it again. So consistent. Her last game, 25 points, 13 assists. And I wonder, you know, a guy like you, a couple years into the league, that's kind of the thing, right? It's not just achieving a great game, but like to consistently be able to do that every night. What is that process like for you, for her, for every basketball player?
Yeah, I think everything comes with time, but, you know, opportunity and confidence in the game of basketball are 2 really strong words. And the impact that has on a player and an individual is super kind of out of this world. You know, anybody that has the supreme confidence in themselves, but also they get that same feeling from their teammates and opportunities there. You see it all the time in the NBA when guys go down and bench a play. You see guys that are like, oh, wow, I like this from them. And so those 2 things are super powerful, and that's what, you know, Veronica's been able to do with the Golden State Valkyries this year, and that's why, you know, she's more than well-deserving for Most Improved Player of the Year.
What's that like? And, you know, you kind of went through it, although you immediately came in with swag and confidence, but as your rookie year went on, what's that feeling like of not only feeling like you belong, but getting that same faith in you from your teammates?
Yeah, it's a different feeling. It's something you only can feel when you're in the moment. And you're experiencing it live. Obviously, it's a really good feeling, especially if you're on a veteran-led team with Hall of Famers like I was. And so that just kind of breeds you confidence. But I think for me, the moment I really got the most confidence and that I'm carrying into next year is just that game 5 that we had that we lost. And it just kind of showed that I could really hang on that level in the playoffs. With Steph being out, and so that really gave me confidence. That's the only game from last year, and so I'm just really trying to just build off that and not look back.
Valkyries super fan correspondent Pods is with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Hey, a 6-day layoff leading into a 5-game homestand. 1, are you jealous? And 2, this time of year, is that a good thing, or can that knock you out of sync?
I mean, obviously, with our team, it's probably a good thing. Obviously, we were playing with 8 ladies last game, so hopefully some of the other ones can get healthy and we can get back to full health and full strength as much as we can. But I think it's solid time at home. Get to be where your body's at, your mind is at rest, and you know that you're going to be home for a while, so that's always a good thing. But it's a big, you know, homestand for us. Then we go back on the road, I think, to Seattle and Minnesota to finish it up. So to be able to get as many as we can at home, playing some high-quality opponents at home will be key for us.
7 games left, game and a half lead. When you get down to crunch time, really, in a season, what do you do as a player to try to calm the nerves and just, you know, focus on the moment at hand?
Yeah, it's kind of experienced that with the game 7 in Houston. It's like all hands on deck. What can we do to win? What can each individual do? How do we collectively come together, unite as one, and just put everything we got on the table? And I think that's just the mindset that I know Natalie is going to have having. So I'm excited to see what these last couple of games look like for them until the playoffs start.
Speaking of Natalie, Coach Nakase, is asked about Coach of the Year possibilities. Everybody's been impressed by this team in their first year to have a winning record and battle for the playoffs. Take a listen to what she had to say, and then we'd love to kind of get your reaction to it. Here it is.
No one really cares, honestly. I mean, I'm just being dead honest. Like, our goal is to make the playoffs. Okay. Yeah. That's our goal. But when I actually to think about it, it should be coaching staff of the year. I'm not doing the scouting on my own. I'm not doing the player development on my own. You know, I'm not doing the film work where they have to individually do it with their players. I'm not doing this on my own. So it shouldn't be coach of the year. It should be coaching staff of the year.
Well, especially when you add in that you were the one responsible for Veronica Burton being on the team, Pods. I think she's talking about you.
I mean, she's 100% right in terms of, like, it's not just her. Everybody that you see on the front of the bench, behind the bench, and even some people that you don't get to see at all as a fan. The amount of work that goes into a successful organization is crazy. I know that just from our side of things, from the Warriors, how many people we have that, you know, travel with us on the road, that help us with analytics, numbers, all that kind of stuff that people don't see. There's, you know, always a place for them in terms of where the success lies. And so for Natalie to be Coach of the Year, I think she's absolutely deserving of that. But she's 100% right. There's so many other pieces that go into play when it comes to a successful team and organization that we don't. But she's 100% right with that.
And this is your chance to lobby for Natalie and the staff to get the award. Just how good have they been? You've been up close and personal. How deserving is this staff of getting that award? Pods, did we lose you? It's my go-to line. I had to throw it out there.
I guess we did, huh?
Perhaps.
Okay.
We'll get him back.
We'll try to get Brandon Pajemski back.
Didn't think that was too tough a question.
No. I'm seeing it on YouTube. It's Frozen Pods.
Ah. Yeah. Frozen Peas.
Frozen Pods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so
peas in a pod. Pods
froze up on YouTube, so
that's all right.
We'll see if we can get him back.
Can you hear me?
It is a little weird. You mentioned it 6 days off, and then
okay.
I mean, you play Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, just almost like a bye week.
Guess what? You get to reboot that thing and do it again. Pods is back. Go ahead and re-ask.
No
your
longer
question.
Frozen. We got thawed pods. I just was asking Pods about Natalie Nakase and her staff, and I'm just saying you got a chance to lobby. Is she, in your mind, Coach of the Year?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, people are going to look at me and say I'm biased because obviously I play for the Warriors, but when you look at just what she's done in her first year, obviously the most wins ever by an expansion franchise, leading them into the playoffs, something that we've never, ever seen before in WNBA history. And so I just think just based off that alone, with the group of people we have, she's done a fantastic job. Obviously, we only had one All-Star in Kayla, and she's been out since the All-Star break. And so to see essentially a bunch of role players from previous years come together and be able to beat top teams in the league, it's just super impressive. And I know it's the players out there playing, but good coaching and stuff like that comes apart with that.
BP, I think we're at such an interesting time for women's basketball, and so many of you, Steph, and many others have been so supportive of the women's game. And obviously they're at an interesting time as it gains popularity. The players are in need of more. Like, there's new visibility, new fans, all of this. And so it's maybe, I don't know if this is the right word, but a challenging time for the WNBA, for the players and the structure of the league to kind of be on the same page. There are threats of where this, like, you know, is there going to be an agreement? You're such a supporter of the players. I wonder what is your response to the message that they are trying to get out there to the public?
Yeah, I think obviously they want to be paid what their value is, and that's anybody in any sport, you know, male or female. I think they're doing it in a way that they feel is right. And whatever way that looks like, that's how they feel and that's what they think is right. But for me, it's just like whatever their value is, that's what they should be given. It's the same for us. Whatever our value is, that's what we should be given. So I'm proud in the fact that they're standing up for what they believe in and, you know, not just caving in. But I think, like you said, as the league keeps expanding, the teams are more and more, there's going to be more players in the WNBA because of the teams growing. I think it's just has nothing but room to grow and increase in value and worth. And so I think it will be reflected as such when it comes to the money for the players.
Got to be a little bit more of a challenge for the WNBA in that there aren't as many comps. Like, you're in a league where, you know, as good as you are, there are players who are kind of equal to you, and you can gauge your value based on that. And in the WNBA, they're breaking new ground. So how much of a challenge is it going to be for them in the winter when you get into this off season and try to actually get what they have coming to them?
Yeah, that's a fair point. It's really hard to tell just because, like you said, you can't really compare apples to apples in a sense of contract and value. And so I think there just got to be, you know, a starting point, whether it's going to be too high or too low. You're going to see the Asia Wilsons and the Fisa Kyers get that top dollar, and then there'll be a trickle-down effect from there. And so I think you just got to start somewhere. It's probably not going to be the perfect, but you got to start somewhere and then, you know, let the seeds fall how they may. But I think that's how it's going to happen. That's probably the only way to do it. People are going to agree. People are going to disagree. But you got to start somewhere.
Pods, our Valkyrie superfan correspondent with us every single week right here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. And then we also do one big Warriors question before Pods leaves us, and then we start getting ready for next week. Pods, I want to ask you this, and in no way are either of us trying to put you in any kind of a spot. I get sort of how sensitive in some sort of a way, at least from a media perspective, this offseason has been. But the Warriors have made no transactions, and the world has sort of turned this into some sort of a standoff between your teammate Jonathan Kuminga and the squad. And I just wonder from a teammate's perspective, because, right, you're a Warrior, that's your teammate. What's your perspective on all of this? How do you go about kind of processing all of this?
Yeah, I think obviously everybody on our team knows it's the media's job to try to nitpick and find things to write and talk about and, you know, separate, you know, teammates so they have a story to write. Like, we all know that's how it works, especially the guys that have been around it for, you know, 10 to 15 years. They know how it works. But I think everybody in the locker room knows, no matter how that situation is resolved, it doesn't change, you know, our viewpoint of JK as a person, as a player. Obviously, we all want him to be in Golden State. That's the whole point. But that doesn't – it doesn't change anything. Obviously, like you said, the media is going to portray it one way to try to make people think differently of it, but it doesn't change my perspective. I know all I can control is being the best version of Brandon Podziemski that I can be going into my third year, and everything else is going to fall how it may. But that's just my focus, is how can I be the best version to, you know, help Steph, Jimmy, Dre, guys that, you know, aren't going to be able to play all 82 games this year. How do we find ways to win those games so that way we're not fighting an uphill battle like we were last year after we got Jimmy.
And that's a great perspective. And I just wonder if you have eyes on what took place this offseason, knowing that after next year you'll be in that after your third year extension zone. Are you keeping an eye on the different offseason across the league this year?
I mean, no. Obviously, my whole goal is to, you know, be a Warrior for as long as I can. So whatever other teams are doing, that's fine. I know where I want to be, and that's in a Warriors uniform. And so, like I said, all I can control is what this year looks like for me. And so that's been the main focus. I learned from the playoffs what I need to get better at and what flaws I had exposed during that series. And so that's just been my main focus, and it will continue to be. When that contract time comes, it will be handled as such. But you can't, you know, count your chickens before they hatch. So just focusing on getting better.
Pod's good stuff,
awesome.
Man. Yeah, really good stuff. And so best of luck with the continued workouts and then your subsequent travels on your way back west, man. Thank you so much.
Cool, guys. Thanks. Appreciate you. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Yep.